Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Türk Telekom 2013 Quarter Two Investor Call. I would now like to hand over to your speaker today, Onur Öz. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, everybody. Sorry for the slight delay due to the technical issues. We are starting our 2013 Quarter Two results call today. I'd like to welcome everyone to our call. Before we give it a go, I would like to invite you to read our notice, which is on our second page of the presentation. With that, I would like to hand the call over to Mr. Hakan Kanafani, Türk Telekom Group CEO, to start today's presentation.
Hello, everybody. Good to be with you again. We are in our month of Ramadan, which means most of us are fasting, but we still gain weight. It's been a week, and I think each one of us has gained about a kilo, so go figure. That is important to disclose to everybody. Now, on to more serious subjects, I would like to take you through the presentation we have. I understand it was sent to you by Onur and the team. Again, I'd like to thank you for attending this meeting, and let's go straight on overview of our results on slide five of the presentation and comment on the major highlights for the quarter. Türk Telekom Group, we continued our growth in the second quarter of 2013. On a consolidated basis, we achieved 6% year-on-year revenue growth. We grew our fixed line business by 2%, which is actually a rarity these days in the telecom space, and we did this despite the challenges we faced in our fixed voice business. The growth momentum we achieved in non-fixed voice businesses, which are very important to us, and this was, of course, led by broadband and corporate data, enabled us to more than offset the decline we faced in fixed voice. Please note that we are fighting with all our strengths to tame the challenges we face in our fixed voice businesses, and we are still best in class to control the decline here. But of course, best of all, we do have strong businesses that we run within the fixed line, which more than remedies the voice side and brings us overall growth. Our broadband business revenues in the second quarter maintained a robust growth of 9% year-on-year and rose to 838 million lira. Despite the seasonally challenging second quarter, we've continued to increase our subscriber base and realized 34,000 net additions in broadband, excluding the LOKOM phase-out effect. We are also pleased with our upsell trends in broadband, where we move our customers into higher speeds and higher quota packages and have them experience our superb fiber connectivity across the nation. In fact, we've increased our fiber subscriber base by 31% in the quarter and reached 360,000 fiber subscribers as of the second quarter. Now, if we add our xDSL subscribers running on fiber to the building, we will have about 560 on our fiber network. Our mobile business continued to demonstrate strong results. Revenues grew at an accelerated pace and increased 17% year-on-year. Our fantastic pace of net addition adds resulted with 161,000 net new subscribers in the second quarter. During that last quarter, challenges continued in the mobile market. As you've all been witnessing, there were many variables at play that posed mounting difficulties in front of all contenders and Avaya, of course. However, we do not hide behind excuses, and we do not point fingers. We forge ahead and deliver value to the shareholders and strong growth on the mobile side. On the net income side, we felt the effect of appreciation in the US dollar and euro against the Turkish lira this quarter. Our bottom line has been affected by this unrealized loss. We closed the quarter with 280 million liras net profit. If we go to slide six, we have the financial summary of the consolidated business. In line with our full year guidance, 5% to 7% annual revenue growth, our group revenues increased by 6% in the second quarter to 3.4 billion liras. This growth is mainly driven by solid performances in broadband and mobile business. In terms of our EBITDA, we've seen a slight decline of about 21 million liras year on year. there are a few things that played a role in this slight decline, which my colleagues in finance will walk you through. However, we are still on track to reach our guidance with our full-year EBITDA results, and if there are any updates, we will discuss at Q3 results. As for the net income, I mentioned a few minutes ago that the headline is the appreciation of the USD and the euro, and that happened in the second quarter, and as a result, we recorded an unrealized loss of 445 million Turkish lira in the period. Finally, I would like to talk about the transformation of our revenues and our revenue streams that we are going through and the state of that in the second quarter. As most of you know, two out of our three main businesses, namely broadband and mobile, are high growth businesses. In the past 4 years, we grew these businesses at healthy double-digit rates. And as a result of this healthy trend, these two businesses now make up 56% of our total revenues. At the same time, our fixed voice business, albeit still very important for us, make up 27% of our total revenues. In the past, our dependence on fixed voice was much, much higher. Now, this transformation, of course, comes with some margin pressure. However, we take the utmost care to make sure we have a smooth transition. We will continue to protect our EBITDA generation and our ability to generate EBITDA, and we will continue to protect that and defend that. And I think this is it for me. I would like to hand it over to Turk Telecom CEO, Tahsin Yilmaz, for the fixed line business update. Tahsin, it's all yours, my friend.
Thank you, Akam. In the fixed line business, we continued to grow in the second quarter, driven by broadband and corporate data services businesses. Revenues increased by 2% and reached 2.5 billion liras in the quarter. As Hakan pointed out, we are facing big challenges in fixed voice, and our team is doing a great job in limiting the decline. Nevertheless, we can and did more than offset that decline with our growing businesses. And in the end, we are able to sustain the progress in our fixed line segment. Let me take you through some details. Starting with slide 9, here we have highlights of our broadband business. After a great quarter one, our high-speed broadband business continued to show strong growth in this quarter. Revenues increased 9% year-over-year. Accordingly, broadband revenues reached 838 million liras in the second quarter of 2013. This comprises 25% of Türk Telekom Group revenues in Q2 2013. The growth in broadband revenues was driven by increases in both subscriber number and ARPU. Despite the seasonally challenging quarter two, we recorded 17,000 net additions. If we exclude the phasing out of locum subscribers, net broadband subscriber addition in the second quarter reaches 34,000 levels. On the ARPU front, increasing trend continued with 8% year-over-year growth, and we reached a broadband ARPU of 39.4 liras. Price increases, growing data usage, and access to higher speed and capacity packages were the main drivers supporting ARPU growth. Given the consumers' unwavering need and demand for higher speeds and capacities, we believe we still have room to drive ARPU up. Moving on to slide 10, I'll provide you with the recent highlights of our fiber network. As the clear leader in fiber connectivity in Turkey, Türk Telekom continued its fiber transformation program in the second quarter of 2013. Our customers continued their tendency towards using higher speed and data packages within fiber. We recorded 31% increase in fiber subscriptions in the current quarter, and as a result, number of our fiber customers reached 36,000 as of Q2 2013. In addition to our efforts to increase fiber penetration, we also continued our fiber network expansion. As of Q2 2013, our fiber optic network in Turkey reached 171,000 kilometers. In parallel to this, we increased our fiber to the home and fiber to the curb home pass numbers. By the end of second quarter, Türk Telekom's fiber to the home and building home pass reached 2.2 million houses, and our fiber to the curb coverage reached 5.1 million. With our unmatched network and high-quality value-added services, we will continue to be the undisputable leader in this area. On slide 11, we have key highlights on upsell trends in broadband. As Türk Telekom Group, we are well positioned to address the increasing demand for high-speed and capacity broadband. With our upsell efforts, we provide more value to our customers and generate higher ARPUs. On the left side of the page, we see that the level of unlimited quota subscribers reached 79% of our total base. This ratio is a great improvement over the 68% we had a year ago. In addition to switching our current customers in the limited quota packages into unlimited packages, we observe that the preference of new entrant subscribers is towards unlimited packages as well. On the top right chart, you can see the trend in broadband monthly data usage in our network. Average usage increased to 33 gigabytes as of June 2013. There is a remarkable increasing trend in total data usage, which again is a favorable development for our broadband business. In terms of speed, TT-Net's up to 8 megabits per second, and higher speed packages are now 93% of total subscribers. With this slide, we demonstrate how usage trends will support an environment where we are able to upsell customers. Turkish consumers continue to increase broadband data usage with multiple devices and higher speeds. As Türk Telekom, we have the right ingredients of technology platforms to meet our customers' dynamic needs. Moving on to page 12, we have highlights of our fixed voice business. As of the second quarter of this year, we have a total of 13.9 million access lines, including almost 900,000 naked broadband lines. There is a slight deceleration in access line declines, and this was driven by our team's efforts. This quarter, we launched some campaigns in order to prevent the increase in PSTN churn, such as 3 minutes to mobile directions from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Upon high interest from our subscribers, we extended the campaign in a slightly different shape. We have observed an encouraging effect of this campaign on our PSTN churn levels. At the same time, we continued our brand partnership programs and joint offers with our group companies. As a result, our quarter-over-quarter decline in excess lines came down to 1.3% from 1.8% levels a year ago. Increasing number of wholesale line rental subscribers had a slight dilutive impact on voice ARPU. As a result, fixed voice ARPU was 21.6 liras in the quarter. Wholesale line rental is a product that also benefits us when it comes to multiplay offers. Vast majority of our WLR sales are to our retail ISP TT-Net. TT-Net utilizes wholesale line rental offers in its unique multiplay bundle packages and continues to lead broadband market with innovative offers. With TT-Net, we are able to offer broadband, fixed voice, TV, and Wi-Fi in single packages. Furthermore, we wrap these offers with unmatched value-added services. This is one of the solid demonstrations where, as the leaders and incumbent players, we exemplify how to be a value player rather than a price discounter in our market. In fixed voice, one of the important gauges we look at is how successful we are in terms of stabilizing our revenue stream. As of quarter two, we have 75 of our fixed voice revenues recurring every month. This was a brief summary of fixed line business performance. Now, I'd like to hand over the call to our Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Erkan Akdemir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tahsin. Good afternoon to you all. Following the fierce competition in the first quarter, there has been more stabilized and rationalized market condition in the second quarter of the year. The progress for the last 3 years in terms of both revenue and profitability has continued, and the company's revenue for Q2 has reached up to the new record of the 1.5 billion TL, growing by 17% year-on-year basis and breaking through the 1 billion mark for the first time in the company's history. Revenue growth is mainly attributable to increasing voice data and incoming traffic, maintaining strong performance thanks to commercial focus on innovative tariffs and campaigns, as well as the contribution from the new customer acquisition. We managed to increase EBITDA by 20% on quarter-over-quarter basis, reaching 129 million TL Q2, and showing a significant growth by 49% on year-over-year basis. Not only we have grown on the absolute level, but also the profitable margin has marked 3 points growth on year-over-year basis, reaching to 13%. Moving on the next slide, our subscriber base grew by 7% on year-over-year and 1% on the quarter-over-quarter basis, reaching almost 14 million with 161K net addition in Q2. Churn rate is 11.6%, which has improved 2 points on year-over-year basis thanks to the effective churn management strategy. We consistently maintain our leadership in postpaid subscriber ratio in the market with 44%. Our ARPU and the MOU figures have consistently grown for the last 2 years. MOU in Q2 reached to 378 minutes, which is higher by 8% year-over-year basis, and Avaya has persistently achieved the highest MOU in the market for the past 5 years. Our blended ARPU grew by 10% year-on-year as a result of increasing data usage and incoming traffic with strong subscriber mix. As of Q1, Avaya has achieved the highest ARPU in the market. As you see on the coming slides, we are still most preferred operator with 277K MMP acquisition in Q1, outperforming competitors mainly at the prepaid net acquisition and achieving highest MMP net ports in the market at the first half of the year. Moving on the next slide, the share of the mobile data revenues now constitutes of the 13% of the total service revenue, with a growth of 42% year-over-year basis thanks to smartphone campaigns and unique innovative internet packages addressing different customer segment needs with the various device types. Finally, a few words about the smartphone market. In parallel to growth in the smartphone market, Avaya keep increasing its penetration, reaching 30% in the Q2. Avaya continuously enlarges its device portfolio in every segment with regular updates, incorporating multiple brands, serving different needs of the customers, aiming to increase its market share. Now I will hand the call over to Erhan for the financial review.
Thank you very much, Erkan Bey. This is Erhan Merdanoğlu, Türk Telekom Group Finance Director. I will take you through the financial section of the presentation. I want to mention that all financial figures are in Turkish lira, except otherwise stated. Starting with the page 20, we have the summary consolidated income statements. Türk Telekom Group recorded 6% year-over-year top-line growth in the second quarter. This growth rate is in line with our guidance. For the full-year revenue growth, we have reached historically highest quarterly revenue. Compared to the Q1 2013, EBITDA increased by 9%. As you remember, we had around the 78 million one-off expense related to the personal incentive program in the first quarter of the 2013. On year-over-year basis, we had a slight decline in EBITDA of 2%. We will look into the drivers in the consolidated OPEX section. Net income decreased by 55% year over year to 280 million in the second quarter of 2013 on the back of 445 million net financial expense compared to the 21 million net financial expense in the second quarter of 2012. 411 million FX and hedging loss is driven by the depreciation of TL against US dollar and euro in the second quarter. US dollar appreciated 6% and euro appreciated 8% against the TL in the second quarter. Moving on to page 21, we have group balance sheet highlights. If you look at the equity and the liability side, you see that the reserves and the returned earnings declined by 2.1 billion in the second quarter. This is on the back of our 2.4 billion dividend payment in the second quarter. Again, on the liability side, interest-bearing liabilities increased by 1.5 billion in the second quarter compared to the last year. We will talk about our debt profile in the following slides, but this increase is mainly related to an increase in our short-term TL financing for dividend payments, an increase in USD funding and the exchange rate impact. Compared to last year, cash position increased by 43 million to 973 million as of end of June. Going to page 22, we have cash flow details. Cash flow operation increased by 24% year over year. Usually, Q1 operating cash flow is low due to the CapEx payment cycle and upfront cash outs for some annual OPEX items such as rent, etc. In the first half, we had generated very strong cash flow despite incentives related to cash outs, and main change in the cash flow from financing activities is related to our recent dividend payments. Next page is 23, where we have our consolidated revenue breakdown showing different revenue items in fixed line segment and mobile segment revenue. Much of this has been already covered in the earlier page, but still some additional highlights. We had 2% fixed line revenue growth and 17% mobile revenue growth. Our growth engines in the fixed line segment, broadband and the corporate data services, continued their strong performance, recording 9% and 33% year-over-year revenue increase, respectively, in the second quarter. Mobile revenue continues its strong growth, driven by data and the incoming revenues. We had 49% year-over-year increase in mobile absolute EBITDA, which is very important for us. EBITDA margin continues to improve, and the mobile operating profit is getting closer to break-even. Construction revenue is down by 25% compared to last year, in line with the less fiber investments this year, which forms the base for construction revenues. Moving on to next slide, page 24, we show OPEX at the consolidated level. Personal expenses are up 7% year over year. As you remember, we had a personnel retirement incentive last quarter. There was a minor cost spill over into this quarter due to a few more employees departing. In addition, employee number in our growing call center business increased year on year. And of course, there was a wage increase of around 6%. In general, personal incentives benefits will be gradually felt throughout the year. Commercial expenses declined 4% year over year to 255 million in the second quarter. Main reason are lower advertising marketing expense and lower promotion expenses year over year. Doubtful receivable expense increased by 46 million year over year on the back of changes in the calculation methodology. Cost of the equipment and the technology sales include modems and software, etc. This comes with their corresponding revenue creating margin for us. Skipping fixed line and the mobile slides, moving on to page 29, we have debt profile details. So there is no change in the overall funding strategy. Similar to the last year, we finance our dividend payout through the local currency loans. The long-term debt is financed through the FX debt, mainly US dollar and euro. Average maturity of the FX debt is 2.2 years, and we are comfortable at the net debt to the EBITDA ratio of 1.48. With that, I complete the financial section, and I hand over to Onur for the question and answer part.
Thank you, Erhan. Sarah, we can now open it up for Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Our first question comes from the line of Cesar Tiron. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Yes, hi, it's Cesar from Morgan Stanley. I have two questions, please. So the first one would be on the mobile segment. You have led some very interesting developments in May this year by initiating some of the price increases that we've seen in the market, and your competitors have followed. What's your view for the second half? Do you think this trend that we've seen in May and June can continue? And if your competitors don't move to cut back prices on the back of the cut in MTRs, do you think there is a room for prices to continue increasing the mobile market? And my second question is basically a follow-up from the first one. I think you need to deliver quite an impressive performance in the second part of the year to deliver your full year guidance. Can you please explain what will change in the second part of the year, both on revenues and the cost base to allow for that? And I think everyone is aware of the seasonal impact, so if you could focus your answer on just on the operational factors. Thank you very much for that.
Okay, let me answer the second. Thank you for your question. Let me answer the second question first. There is no change in our guidance for H2. We think that broadband and mobile growth are on track, 10% and 17% year-on-year revenue increase realized in H1. We expect that this trend is going to continue. We have 9% year-on-year in H1 growth on corporate data business, which is high margin, and this is something that will continue. There are fixed voice initiatives that will become much more effective in the second half. And of course, there are OPEX control initiatives, bad debt reduction, personnel incentive kicking in, because gradually the personnel incentive is going to be positive. So this is how we are going about it. And if there are any changes, if there's anything that we would see, we have this quarter to see how things are happening. But I want to emphasize there are a lot of good things that we see in these results. We're happy with the transformation of the revenue. We think that we are paying a price for that, but we think that the price is definitely worth it. We are a long-term company, and we're going through really massive challenges, but the results are very encouraging. We're happy where we are on the revenue streams with the other business. The green category is growing today for the first time. We have the mobile segment is the highest in revenue. The mobile segment plus the broadband is more than about 56-57% of our revenue stream. And that entails a new management technique and transformation, and that's what we're working on. How can we become slimmer, more efficient, how we can put front the new initiatives of the programs that have higher margins, and so on. So this is not something, we cannot be a fixed line incumbent in 3 years, and then quarter on quarter, year on year, everything is going to grow, and then we're going to transform ourselves. There are these cost and effect that we have to go through, and I think the management team is doing a fantastic job managing that, given the very difficult challenges we face on the market. So I'm very happy with these results, but I acknowledge that there are tremendous challenges and the road ahead is still long, but that's what we get paid for, and we know that we are going to succeed at the end and bring forth the new Turk Telecom group that we all aspire for, shareholders and management. Now, on your first question on mobile, thank you for highlighting that we have led these price changes in Q1, and I dare say before. But still, there is an incumbent who is responsible for how the market is going to go, and we're going to follow through. If we see that there are good responses and the market leader is positioning their plans based on value and not based on competing with the third operator in price, then we will follow suit. If we see that there is more competition and there is more focus on the pricing, we will also follow suit, and we will nickel and dime. We will continue to do this. So, like a comment, guys. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Sam Billon. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Hi guys, Sam Billon here from Barclays. Just two questions, both on PSTN. How do you expect PSTN revenue declines to trend going forward? We've witnessed accelerating declines in each of the last three quarters, and growth is now negative 13, which I guess is quite surprising given that you've put through inflationary price increases and 75% of fixed voice revenues are now recurring. And the second question, which is quite technical, is historically your PSTN revenues used to be quite simply the ARPU number quoted times by the average access lines. But ever since mid-2011, that calculation just doesn't seem to work anymore. It generates revenues that tend to be higher than the reported PSTN revenue. So there seems to be this other negative revenue line. I was wondering what that was, if you have an answer. Thanks.
I don't know about the second part of the question. We need to study what you exactly mean. On the first part, look, we had to make a decision 3 years ago, no matter how strong the EBITDA is, no matter how good we're doing in the PSTN, we must change. So this is a decision that is taken, that we will need to change the way we are, the way we're thinking, the way we're doing business on the ground, the way we are looking at broadband, and the way that we are looking at mobile. Again, we are a long-term company, and we have to. I'm getting an answer for the second part, by the way. So they're working on it, so I can update you. So this is a conscious decision that we're all aware of, and it takes a long time to go through this transformation and make sure that we are able to hedge the risk and put new revenue streams, new products and services that take us not only from quarter to quarter or year on year, but take us the next 3 to 5 years, the next 5 to 7 years. We have to transform that. So we looked at how we're going to do the fiber carpeting of the nation, if I may. How are we going to move into corporate section and bring new corporate solutions? Today we have much better corporate solution. We have a corporate products that are at 9% increase. We have better traction on ADSL and fiber. Our mobile unit is doing, I think, an excellent job, and they have actually put much better numbers than we have expected. And we have depended the PSTN successfully, but we are facing some challenges these two quarters. So what are we doing? We have a lot of efforts in terms of the incentive tools, how we can incentivize a little bit on the PSTN and at the same time grow broadband and make sure that we also take a step where the competition is going to be so that we have a defensive position before the competition takes us anywhere. So we think we are on the right track, and we're happy with these with these schemes that we are putting. But there is pressure coming on the PSTN, and the teams is trying to solve that. Now, we've done a lot of things the first half, and I think there will be more things done on the second half. Ali, would you like to say something on some of the incentives and the initiatives that we're doing for the second half for the PSTN? One second, we would. I think you have to come here, Ali.
Yeah, this is Ali. Let me briefly update you about the campaigns and second half initiatives as well. As we ended the off-peak campaign on GSM, so right now we are able to have an upsell potential on a significant number of customers. So we will continue to have this upsell campaign. And other than that, we are also trying to balance our WLR initiative and PSTN sales as well. Right now, we are forcing to incentivize PSTN sales on dealer and also on the employee staff side as well. So both those two initiatives will bring us to a better shape in Q3.
And we have a positive effect on MOU. We have a positive effect on churn. With these initiatives, the PSTN is becoming more relevant, and we're going to continue to do that and also focus on how we can improve the margins and how we can improve the business models for broadband and for mobile. Now, for your first question, this is in the effect of the wholesale line rental, where it comes at a little bit lower ARPU. So that's the answer to your question right there.
Okay, thanks, guys. And the second question, the ARPU and the...
Sorry?
Oh, that's fine, guys. Cheers. Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Our next question comes from the line of Ivan Kim. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Ivan Kim from VTB Capital. I have one question on mobile business and another one on the cost side. So on mobile business, your smartphone penetration added 3 percentage points in the quarter and reached 30%, but at the same time, the contribution of mobile data to the revenue dropped to 13% in the second quarter compared to 14% in the first. Can you elaborate on the reasons for that and what kind of data demand and data consumption and data pricing you are seeing? And then secondly, can you please elaborate on the personnel cost cuts the personnel cuts? What is the progress there and what will be the magnitude and the one we should expect those? Thank you.
Ivan, thank you. On your first question, the service revenues have increased very fast, and that's why data share looks a little bit lower. So you have to take that into consideration.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I understand that, but at the same time, the smartphone penetration growth has remained healthy. So if I understand that's probably just the higher voice contribution because of seasonality. But anyway, what do you see in the mobile data market? Whether the demand is still robust and what is happening to the mobile data pricing? Thank you.
Well, you would see that there is over 40% growth in data. So that is evident, and I think you would see that the percentage we will continue that healthy growth. because we are focusing on increasing the penetration of our handsets. Avaya has also rebranded themselves and have put the new brand values and different offerings in the market. And we feel very strong that this is going to help us push forward more incentives and realize more value. And your second question was on... Can you
it was on personnel. Of course, personnel. Yeah, it was on personnel.
Okay, mm-hmm. the net positive on personnel is about, net is about 25 million that we have seen positive. But you will see that gradually throughout the year, we are going to retrieve the amounts that we have put on the first quarter. Anything else, Erhan?
We hope that at the end of the year, we will see the result of the incentive payment, and so we will recover the incentive payment as a cost reduction of the personnel.
And because of our growing business, you will see that there are also, on the call center line, some personnel are growing, and that's why we talked about the net-net. Thank you, Ivan.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Torsten Ackman. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Torsten Ackman, JP Morgan. Good afternoon. The regulator has announced voice and SMS termination rate cuts. Is it possible to give an estimate or a rough estimate how much these cuts would impact your revenue generation in the second half without any follow-on effects? And the second question is on the FX loss you incurred this year. Will that impact your dividend distribution in terms of net income, or is it seen as a one-off, non-operational, and therefore not impacting dividends? Thank you.
Okay, for the second question, it's very early to talk about the impact on the dividend. This is unrealized loss, and we want to see how this transpires throughout the year. The end of December is very important. We have explained our policy continuously, and we can get into that in a bit of detail if there are further questions on that policy with the foreign exchange. But it's very early to discuss any impact on dividend. So that's the answer, Torsten, for the second question. For the first question, maybe our colleagues will give you just a general note on how we view it, because we don't really see it as an MTR cut, and we'll explain why. But I would like to say that Avaya has demonstrated that through thick and thin, and I don't want to sound very dramatic, but it is the truth, whether it's a regulatory move, whether it is tough conditions, whether it is, they have grown, and they have steadily grown, and they have improved their offerings, and they have improved their competitive skills, improved their network, their payment methods, their relationship with the customers, their value chain in terms of the distribution. So I think that Avaya is definitely on track to continue that, and we put a lot of weight on Avaya and the work that they're doing, especially the last 2 years. And we think that this year and next years are crucial years for us, because Avaya will start benefiting from some of the investments we've put and some of the good work that they have done. As for the MTR, do you want to say a comment about the floor ceiling, and we will just follow suit?
Hi, everybody. This is Ben Shanachi from Avaya. Actually, we really don't want to give out any number for revenue loss forecast for that, but let me assure you that, and I promise you that even with the MTR cut, we'll continue to grow our revenue. But on the political side of what Hakan Bey said in the beginning of speech, why we don't consider this as a regular MTR cut is that this we think that there was a great opportunity for the mobile market before this MTR cut. As you guys all know, we were expecting a positive impact of the regulatory activity for the incumbent in the market. But when the MTR cut, when we first heard about the MTR cut, we were a little bit disappointed. Now actually we are a bit confused and we are cautious to see what's going to happen in the market. So in accordance with the developments in the market, the impact of the MTR on revenue could vary.
And the story is on the floor ceiling the incumbent's pricing. That's the story there, and it's that's where we are looking at it. And again, we emphasize that Avaya will always be a very strong competitor, and if there is market rationalization, we'll follow suit. If there is competition, we're all for it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Torsten.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no further questions at this time, so I'll hand the conference back to you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining our call. If you have any follow-up questions, please contact our investor relations team. Thanks a lot for joining. Have a good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference today. Thank you for participating. You may now all disconnect your line.